And Slate.com's chief political correspondent John Dickerson is with us. John, where are you?
Well, I'm in Sarasota in the middle of a baseball field, the Ed Smith Stadium to be precise, with Barack Obama after having spent the last 3 days with John McCain.
Okay, you're writing about better spirits on the McCain campaign and asking, is there any reason for this, for what you see as better spirits on his campaign? Is there?
There is some. The question is whether what they see in their internal polls, the surveys they're doing every night in the 14 battleground states, whether what they're seeing is just a little glimmer of hope that will sort of fade away, or whether it's kind of the beginning traction of perhaps a long shot, but perhaps a strategy that might actually pay off for Senator McCain.
You write about Senator McCain's pollster, a guy named Bill McInturff, who I gather is quite well regarded in the polling industry, and he's been sending out memos saying, I actually think things are getting better. There's also a new poll today, Mason-Dixon NBC, on specifically Pennsylvania, and it finds the numbers there narrowing down to about a 4-point lead for Senator Obama.
Well, that's exactly right. Bill McInturff has been, as some McCain aides have described it over the course of this campaign, a bit of a wet blanket at times. When they thought things were going well, he would say, well, you know, the numbers are showing some weakness here. But yet in the last 4 or 5 days, it's kind of reversed. They've gotten emails in the morning as he delivers his reports from the previous day's surveys. They've got good news in them. You know, women who make less than $60,000 are moving towards McCain. Men with some college education are moving towards him, and they're doing it in these battleground states. And so that's what gives them some optimism and why they think their internal poll numbers are better than the public polls, which in a lot of these states show them back in these red states, Republican states, show McCain back in some cases by double digits. They say their internal polls show it just a few points.
Still, here's Karl Rove writing in the Wall Street Journal today. His overall tone is, never mind the polls, go ahead and vote anyway. He does cite Ronald Reagan as an example in 1980. Out of the last 14 presidential campaigns, he says, Ronald Reagan, 1980, was the last time that a candidate was behind in the Gallup poll the week before the election and still went ahead to win.
Yes, that's part of the tough uphill climb that the McCain campaign faces. They face the problem of history, and they also face the problem of the actual, you know, numbers that are coming from inside the important states as opposed to, say, the national numbers, and also for their long shot strategy to pay off. A lot of things that we've seen on the ground, the extraordinary enthusiasm in Democratic ranks, the registration advantage Democrats have over Republicans in these key states, those have to all turn out to be not as great as advertised. And that's a lot of things that have to fall in line perfectly over the next 5 days.
John Dickerson at Slate.com. He's chief political correspondent there. John, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.